Title: It's High Time to Update Your Marijuana Policies. Content: The legalization of recreational use of marijuana in several states, including California, has left many employment policies vague and confused. This article offers insights to questions every employer should be asking in light of legalization. California's rollout of legal marijuana. California voters passed the Adult Use of Marijuana Act, Prop 64, on November 8, 2016, legalizing recreational marijuana use. However, the California Bureau of Cannabis Control only began accepting, processing, and issuing licenses to commercial marijuana dispensaries as of January 1, 2018. As of April 2018, the Bureau has granted over 5,000 licenses for a variety of commercial uses, including retail sales and distribution. Prop 64 legalizes the use and cultivation of marijuana for adults 21 years of age or older, reduces criminal penalties for specific marijuana-related offenses for adults and juveniles, and authorizes resentencing or dismissal and sealing of prior, eligible marijuana-related convictions. It also includes provisions on regulation, licensing, and taxation of legalized use. Given California's size and wealth, the legalization has broad implications for businesses. I know it's legal in California, but what is going on with federal law? Although legal under state law, marijuana use, cultivation and possession remains illegal under federal law. Under the Federal Controlled Substances Act, marijuana remains an illegal Schedule I drug, along with MDMA, LSD, and heroin. 21 U.S.C. 812c. While the Obama administration chose not to interfere with state legalization efforts, the current U.S. Justice Department under Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced a complete reversal of that policy last January, announcing that it will enforce all federal drug laws. Just this month, however, the Trump administration unilaterally announced that it is now abandoning the Justice Department's new enforcement policy. Justice Department officials, on the other hand, have declined to comment on the White House's reversal of its policy, further complicating the marijuana legalization quagmire. Can we still have a drug and alcohol-free workplace? California employers can prohibit employees from using, or being under the influence of, marijuana while conducting company business, full stop. Prop 64 expressly recognizes California employers' right to enact and enforce workplace policies pertaining to marijuana. In particular, employers can maintain a drug and alcohol-free workplace and have policies prohibiting the use of marijuana by employees and prospective employees. What is the difference between on-duty and off-duty marijuana prohibitions? In addition to implementing a drug and alcohol-free workplace, Prop 64 also allows employers to prohibit employees' use of marijuana off-duty. Specifically, the legalization of marijuana does not restrict or preempt the rights and obligations of public and private employers to maintain a drug and alcohol-free workplace or affect the ability of employers to have policies prohibiting the use of marijuana by employees and prospective employees, or prevent employers from complying with state or federal law. Indeed, employers that are federal government contractors or are otherwise receiving federal funding must ensure compliance with all federal laws, including federal laws that prohibit the possession and use of marijuana, even when medically prescribed. Adding to the potential confusion for employers is Labor Code Section 96, which protects employees engaging in lawful conduct occurring during non-working hours and away from the employer's place of business from adverse employment actions. Prop 64 does not address Labor Code Section 96, and it is therefore uncertain whether Labor Code Section 96 could be used to trump Prop 64's authorization to regulate off-duty marijuana use for certain employees. Given this uncertainty, many California employers have begun to reevaluate their position and treat marijuana usage in the same way as alcohol consumption, i.e. prohibit consumption while on duty, but do not regulate employees' off-duty conduct. Do our policies clearly reflect our position on marijuana? Clearly written policies that discuss a company's position on marijuana use is critically important. Vague policies do not mention marijuana, instead they refer to legal or illegal drugs. However, as discussed above, marijuana is both L.